Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. To Under a Shady Tree with Reverend Terry Power and Robin McKean. Come on in. Grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These two mountain witches are about to start their talk.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are. This is the Reverend Terry Power. You are under a shady tree, normally with Terry and Robin, but tonight you just got me. Robin is taking the night off, has some things going on at the house, and so I am left alone to my own devices tonight, and luckily I'm going to have a couple of guests with me to help keep me on the straight and narrow. But anyway, I want to welcome everybody to the Shady Tree. And I am coming to you tonight live from beautiful Greenville, South Carolina, enjoying being back down south and visiting with people that talk like I do, and teaching a fiber class for my day job and paying the bills and stuff. So anyway, tonight we are going to be joined by members of the band Ocean Gaia. And right now we've got one of the members, an alumnus of the show here. We've got Ariana Lightning Storm with us. How you doing tonight, Ariana?
Doing great.
All right. And we are still waiting for Amakayla?
Yeah, I've texted her. We could try calling her. I don't know if you guys can call out to her. I can give the number if you want. I can send an email and send that number if that's if Navasi has the. Okay, I'll do that. And then, so what I was going to say was that it's Oshun Gaia rather than Oshun Gaia, right? Oshun, because it's the Orisha. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, to be clear.
No worries. So many of the words that we see and look at, it's interesting to realize that there's so many different ways they can be pronounced.
Well, if you look at the word, it actually is O-S-H. Sorry. If you look at the word, it's actually O-S-H-U-N, not O-S-H. Ian, I think it is. I don't even know how to say it. It's like I'm so confused.
Well,
but it's O-S-H-U-N, which is Oshun, not Oshun.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was just saying in English.
O-C-E-A-N, that's how you spell ocean, brain.
Yeah, we would say S-H-U-N, we would pronounce that sun.
Right.
So I was doing O-sun. But knowing now, with the little more history that I have on you ladies, I understand now that there's a more of an African diasporic influence to it. So I would see the, you know, now that you've mentioned it, I can see the shun with a more African pronunciation to it. And hey, I learn every day. It's all good. So while we are waiting, would you tell us a little bit about the music and the influences of a little bit about the members of the group, Ocean Gaia?
Yeah, absolutely. So Ocean Gaia was a project that Michaela and I chose to do a number of years ago. Actually, I looked at the copyright, and it's like 10 years ago is when we put it out. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's been 10 years. It seems like lots less than that. But we did this project 10 years ago, and it was a follow-on. Ami and I had been talking about it for a long time. She's what we call a satellite member of Kiva, and that she has, whenever she's around and is available, and we have a show, she's like, we bring her in. We went when we went to England to play for the Billingham International Folklore Festival, Michaela went with us, and it was just awesome. And so it sealed our connection for sure. But she and I had been talking about doing a follow-on to Kiva's Mother Wisdom chant album, which I did even longer ago. And we were like, we need to do another chant album. So the two of us came, and the two of us got together and started bringing different songs to the table, and when we finally got around to it. And then members of Kiva and other friends and different people like Jackie McMillan came and drummed with us and played their instruments with us, and we did these really cool pieces. I had John Wubenhorst play Bansuri flute, and Ken Anoff, who's a master drummer, played drums on a piece. And so there was a lot of different people involved in this project. And it was all different kinds of chants from around the world, African, Native American. Amikawa has been taught by, I think, in the Blackfoot tradition. And so what she did was she took the Native American chants, but she didn't keep them as they were. She changed the order or some of the words so that it would, you know, basically not be exact as it's done in the sacred circle, but still honor the idea of it. And so that made everybody happy in those traditions. And then the African pieces she did actually originally, a couple of them were done in context with the Jackie McMillan, and they called their duo Mama Muti. And so some of the African things she did with Jackie, and Ami has, some other, she has African roots, and she's part Cherokee, and so she's got a lot of different traditions she brings to the table. And so there's a whole bunch of really cool chants on there that we just decided we wanted to do, and some of them are, the first song is called J-Mon, and Ami wrote that, and I helped write it as well. I put one of the verses together, and so it's sort of a chanty song, but the rest of it's very much pure chant, and it's percussive chant. There's a few pieces that don't have drums in them, but like maybe two. The rest of them are all drum, very strong drum-oriented, so percussive chants as opposed to the kind of traditional African and chants that go with a lot of rhythm.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah, I was listening to how do you pronounce the song that we're going to play tonight? Yi Yi Chango.
Yay, yay, Shango.
Ye Ye Sango. Okay.
Yeah.
I was listening to that earlier today and loving it. And I know that I've heard some of this album prior. And this is Tales from the...
Yeah, we call it Tales of the Serpent Woman and Fairy Child. We're working with that concept as kind of the subtext of it. Because Ami was going from there's a song she does called Serpent Woman, and which is on it's the last song on the album. It's a sort of a bonus song. And it came from, I used to run an event called Carradine's Coffee House about 6 or 7 times a year. And her band, Bottomland, which is a funky group, did a lot of funk. They were amazing, and they had this one live performance, and they did this song. It's the only time this song has ever been recorded, and I loved it so much, and it just came together. It was just awesome. So it wasn't the most amazingly best quality recording in the world, but I was like, it has to be out there. So I added it on, and she... so she is, if you get the physical copy of the album, she's been morphed into sort of a Medusa kind of character with her hair kind of floating around like snakes and a lot of snake imagery around her. And I have a mask on, a fairy mask that a friend of ours made. And a lot of fairies are around me, and I've got like dragonfly wings and stuff. So there's a picture of me as a fairy woman and her as a serpent woman, so... That was so. That's kind of the concept: is we're bringing these different energies into the mix.
Well, very cool. So, what do you want us to know about what you and Amakayla have coming up? Are y'all planning any events together or anything?
We'd like to. I don't know if it's... Amakayla is quite busy traveling around the world doing amazing things with Iraqi refugees and singing for the president, I think, of Turkmenistan or whatever, one of the stands. And she'll probably be able to tell you better than me. But, she's just literally... She was on the... Pakistani version of the American Idol, so it was Pakistani. I think it was Pakistan Idol or something like that. And so she was on the judging panel and also helping the people who were getting who were going to perform on that show, how to taught them how to do certain things and help them improve their musicianship and stuff. And so she's been, she's done a lot of amazing things, and she's been doing a lot of amazing things of late. And so when she's around, which she lives in Oakland, California, and I live in Maryland, so that gives you a sense of the distance. When she's back here, we try to get together and do things, and we're talking about possibly doing another recording. And she's definitely going to come to Caldera Fest, and so we'll have her there, and so we'll have, they're getting basically two bands for the price of one. They're getting Oshun Gaya, and because everybody in Kiva is in Oshun Gaya too, as far as helping out, and then of course Ami joins Kiva too, so it we just get more bang for your buck, as it were. And I heard that last time everyone played everywhere anyway. It was like kind of a whole, like a, we called people who go from one band to the next to the next band sluts, and it was like everyone's being band sluts. So.
Oh, it was like band orgy. It was.
Yes.
You never knew who was going to show up on stage with another group, and just sitting out there watching it was amazing, and. Just the fun, and being in the back, the back area, talking with all of the artists, and talking with the people that we had interviewed, for the 8 months that we had been talking with people and promoting this, and it was just so amazing and fun to watch the sheer joy of the people, you know, just interacting in these bands. You know, everybody seemed to know everybody, and if they didn't, they did before we left. And, you know, just stage crashing each other, and it was truly a joyous experience, like nothing I've ever experienced. It was just fun.
Yeah, it sounded like everyone was raving about it. When I went, Kiva plays up at New York Ferry Festival, and a lot of the bands who were at Caldera were up at New York Ferry, and they were just ranting and raving about how wonderful it was, and they said, you have to go, and I'm like, I will make sure I do. So I wanted to make sure that Ocean Gaia got included, because I feel like it's really amazing what the sound is, and also because I think it's really part of this whole landscape of spiritual music, in that it's all about kind of where it all started. I'm sure that there were melodic lines that were just pretty songs back in the ancient times, because, well, if you listen to a bird, you're going to hear a pretty melodic line. So I'm sure there was a lot of that too. And so, but I feel like drum is kind of one of the first things that, the first thing you hear when you're in your mom's womb is the heartbeat drum. And so I feel like the drum is essential to that connection to spirit, and that's what I feel like Ocean Gaia has a connection to that. And I can read you what we said about the album and what it's about, just to give you a sense of what the idea of this was. So Ocean Gaia...
I said please, yes.
Okay. Ocean Gaia is the crux of where spirit meets flesh, sound meets soul, and water meets earth. Oshun is the Orisha goddess of fresh water, the energy of bounty, blessings, home, and hearth. Gaia is Mother Earth. Her name is from the Greek noun for land. Gaia was born from chaos, the great void, and with her came the god of love, Eros. She gave birth to the ocean and the sky. This album is where breath, song, chant, drum, and dance are one, where spirit is called by one voice and many, one tradition and many. We are blessed to have the opportunity to share years of teaching by many prophets of song who have led us down this road of spiritual teachings and ancient traditions of healing through the medicine of music. Join us as we travel through the lush harmonies, powerful drumming, and enchanting ritual of ancestral calling. So that's what it says
on
the album. Yeah.
Very, very cool. I just know that I love the drumming, and when I was listening to this song earlier today, I'm looking forward to, you know, hearing it again here in just a few minutes. And like I said, I know I've heard that song somewhere before, and I've heard music from that album.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been around for a little bit, so it's not surprising that I've heard of it. So, you know, you were talking about music around at the beginning, and I think that the music festivals, we've had so many spiritual festivals that included music, but to have a music festival, we are all through our own efforts in some way, building community, and I'm just excited to be a part of that in our own way. I mean, we work on building community in our physical geographical location, and I guess to a certain degree we build community through through Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Being a part of Caldera Fest, having a chance to talk to people like you is also, you know, adding to that whole thing and sharing it with people and sharing you guys with the listeners and learning, and it's just exciting to me to see these kind of festivals and this kind of explosion, if you will, of excitement about the community, seeing it develop, because there was a while there it seemed like a lot of festivals were just festivals were dropping all over the place.
Yes.
And now we see more and more of them coming back.
I'm so glad about that.
I was worried. And on shows that are not interview shows, I will tend to rail about my opinions on the illusion of connectedness
mm-hmm.
that we get from, from the internet, because it makes us feel like we've got friends. But if we're not out exchanging energy and shaking hands and hugging and heart to heart, then the connection's not really there. It's just this, pixels on a screen. And festivals and supporting festivals is so important to bringing this all together.
I agree. And I think being in person is so important because of the connection of the spirit. And music can get across some things. I mean, the reason I even started doing music was because I felt that when I was coming up in the world feeling spiritually connected to nature and other things, I had no way of knowing who else was out there. It wasn't like there was no internet, there weren't books in the library, there was no anything. And it was really hard to find anyone. And so to have a resource of music that, which I didn't have either, other than, the things that were vaguely pagan out there, was huge for me to do. And actually I've heard from people that the first album they ever got was an album I did with my first group, Pomegranate. And it's just, and since then, I've just done these things that are about speaking my point of view about spirit, my point of view about, and my friend's point of view as we do it together, point of view about, this connection we have to something greater than ourselves. And I was listening to your previous broadcast with Jinder Doss, I was like, yeah, you're on the same page. Yeah, I'm on the same page with you guys. Yep. With a lot of this stuff. I hear a phone ringing.
Yeah. That's a call trying to go out, I think.
Ah, yes, okay. Well, we'll see what happens with that. So.
Yeah, I'm going to try to kick that over into the screening room so that can be handled over there. It keeps coming back.
That's interesting.
So I want that over in the screening room. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's working.
Yeah, I don't hear it anymore.
Yeah, it dropped out. We're just going to keep going. You were saying something about the interview with Jinder.
Yeah, I was saying that it was the talk about things like thought is creative. So I want to jump in on that concept because I was just listening to it yesterday and say that, yeah, I didn't know there was a name for it. Like Jinder said, she follows this particular thing. And I'm like, oh, cool. And then I forgot what it was called. but the idea is it's absolutely that concept of that thought is creative. Thoughts become things, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, the tagline for our show on Tuesday night is "We create our own reality."
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not
consciously,
a lot of times with most people, it's completely unintentional. They don't know they're doing it.
It is, and we are called, if we can, to be conscious. And
right.
Conscious co-creation is what I call that concept of controlling our thoughts. Because if we worry and worry and worry, then we're going to manifest what we're thinking about, what we're visualizing, and then we're driving it with energy. Well, that's
correct.
Magic.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
If we take control, and when we have a worrisome thought, rather than going to the worry and visualizing the worst, instead consciously visualize the best outcome and drive our energy toward that visualization, then we become conscious co-creators with the universe.
Yes,
and
exactly.
We take our power. And so that's what Ginger and I had so much fun talking about that night. yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed that. That was a very powerful show.
I agree.
We didn't even talk much about music. We started talking music, and then we diverged and went off on a tangent, and
powerful
spirit led us.
But, you know, for it really, although it sounded like it was a tangent, it really wasn't a tangent.
Saying listen to the show, but I couldn't get through.
Ah, there you
hey.
Are.
Yay! I'm so sorry. I kept saying, you want to listen to the show? And I was like, I'm actually supposed to be on the show. I'm so glad. Hello, everyone.
That's Ami.
Hi, Ami, so glad that you are with us. So glad
you're
with us.
Thank you so much.
Tonight.
How are you? Yes, me
Doing
too.
Well. So
wonderful.
You are just in time for the break. So
perfect. Great.
So you are in time, and I know that we were asked to play the song Yeye Shango.
So you can introduce it, Ami, because you're the one who brought it.
Yay!
So
fantastic.
Please tell our listeners and me and everyone around and all that will listen to this down the road, tell us about the song and where it comes from, the story of it, the what it means to you, what it means to, you know, what we're supposed to listen for, and introduce the song before we play it, please.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Yes, it's called Yeye Shango, and it's actually for Orishas, which is a type of nature spirit that they celebrate and worship actually all over the world, but it started in West Africa. Yeye stands for Oshun. She is the goddess of honey and wealth and beauty and love and sensuality. And Shango is her partner, and he is the god of thunder and drumming and dance and beauty as well. And so this song is a combination celebrating both of those energies.
That was
very cool.
Very efficient.
Well, thank you.
I will tell you now, you need not be so efficient.
Oh, okay.
Tell them how it came. Wait, didn't you start with? Did you do that one with Mama Muti or not? Or is that when you?
Yeye Shango. No, Yeye Shango are traditional chants that actually are from the Ifa tradition. And so, as I've been studying this for a while, it's become a passion of mine. And so, we created this song, which combined several chants from that tradition into the song.
And we can do thunder at the end.
Yeah,
we had a lot of fun with
lightning,
having rain
and thunder and
lightning going through it. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and play the song, and we will. We'll play that song. We've got to do a commercial and pay the bills and stuff like that. And then we will come back and talk some more about the song and get a little introduction from Ami and get you involved in the conversation. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you. Yay.
I'm so glad you're able to find your way in.
So everybody stick around. This is Yeye Shango by Osun Geyer, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more. All available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio. So go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you for
Virginia. Love that lead joint music. All right, this is Reverend Terry Powell. You are under a shady tree, usually with Terry and Robin, but Robin has the night off, and I am blessed to be sharing some time and hosting this party up under the shady tree with Ariana Lightning Storm and Amakayla Gaston. So, ladies, thank you for being with us, and welcome back, Ariana and Ami. Glad you made it in.
Yay. Thank you so much. Hello, how are you?
Doing well. So, Ami, before the break, we got a chance to have you tell us about the song Yay Yay Shango that we were just listening to. And The drums, it's just such a great song. I love the African drums. And I've spent some time teaching classes, made one trip to Nigeria and a couple of trips to South Africa. And
oh, wow, good for you.
Yes, ma'am. So I love travel and meeting new people and experiencing new cultures. That's one of the great joys. It changes your whole perspective on life.
Mm-hmm,
you know, it changes
you.
You know, when you start realizing that people around the world all want the same thing. You know, I mean, the same things. Mm. We just want to live a good life. We want pretty much to be left alone, to live our lives, raise our kids. We want security and a house to live in, and we want our children to
have
a better life than we do. And,
that's right.
And when... one of the joys of travel is that we all come together and share food. You ever notice that? Wherever in the world you go, we share food. It's not by accident
that
the sharing of food is so much a part of so many religious traditions around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because we
build
community through sharing food. And to go to other places and experience their food. And I had some, my last trip to Dubai, I had a couple of Iraqi students. And they took me to an Iraqi restaurant in Dubai and shared their culture with me and explained what each dish was and where it came from. And that was just such a magical experience.
Yeah, truly.
So, you know, I've been reading your bio and some of your travels, and it just excited me to be able to talk to you tonight. So with that said, please tell us and our listeners who you are and about your wonderful self.
Thank you so much. Well, my name is Amakayla, and I am a cultural ambassador, and I have an organization called the International Cultural Arts and Healing Sciences Institute, And I partner with organizations like the U.S. State Department, UNHCR, which is the United Nations High Commission on Refugees, and different other organizations. And we go to places around the world and land in country and apply something called Music as Medicine Programming, which is a program that I created where we use music as a way to kind of heal what might currently be happening in that current region. So, for example, when I was in Palestine, we actually did the very first International American Idol in Palestine, and so they had different artists from Palestine there, and I worked with them, and they performed, and they did their whole American Idol thing. I don't know if you all watch American Idol, but basically you pick out of 10 finalists, you pick one winner. And one of the things that's always very powerful in those situations is to see how people from different countries step up and really honor their culture and their tradition with their voice. And so I really do believe that the power of expression and the use of your voice is the way that you can break down barriers and go past all of kind of like the political red tape and get to the heart of the matter. And so a lot of the places that I go, we use music, we use singing, we use different forms of expression to really talk about what's going on deeply in the heart of where I'm at. So be it Palestine or be it, like you said, with the Iraqi refugees and Lebanon, Jordan, and Syria or wherever I'm at, we go and we land in country and we talk to the people about what it is they're experiencing, be it cultural warfare or a loss of loved ones, but we talk about it through music and song. And when you cut through the red tape and you talk to people through that very heartfelt place, you don't get caught up in the politics of things. You talk about, you know, the true essence of, like you said, humanity. Everybody wants the same thing. They want the best for their family. They want the best for their community. They want the best for their culture. And that's best expressed through music, I'm finding, or the arts.
And
so
I find my expression through, I find my expression through sharing food with people. And as a teacher of technology, I get to interact with people that are mostly educated, and we have an opportunity to break down barriers, like you're talking about. Had a class that I was teaching, and it was mostly Muslims, and I went to dinner with some people, and one guy said, "You know, you're always so curious and so open." And he said, "Is that because you travel so much?" And I said, "I think it's really because of my understanding of the divine." And they said, "Well, what do you mean?" And I said, "Well," and I said, "But we all just shared food, and we all had chicken." Yes, and I said, "And people all over the world eat chicken." Yes, and I said, "Well, imagine if someone told you that their way of cooking chicken is the only way to cook chicken." And they went, "That wouldn't." I said, "It doesn't really matter what you call it. We're all having that experience." And so we have another, a little bit of a conversation, and we get back in this rather large Arab man grabs me and kisses me on both cheeks and said, "God bless for bringing you to us to hear that message."
That's
and
right.
All I did was talk about peace and unity. And and I said, it's the flavors that are different, but it's the chicken's the same no matter where it is. And I said, if we get wrapped up in the spices, then we miss the essence of the food. And from that,
come on, testify about
it.
That. That's right.
Exactly.
And it's finding that common. Right.
Keep going, Ami.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying, you could take that common space. Like one of the things that I talk about with people that I go and visit is bread, how there's bread everywhere around the world, and everybody has a different way of making bread, but there's some derivative of bread that's being made, and how that brings people together. It warms the heart. It enlivens the spirit. It makes people comfortable. You can talk easier when you're sitting around a big old loaf of baked bread that's warm with a bottle of wine than you can with some kind of paperwork in front of you that you're expected to sign off on and be all rah. But it's just amazing when you bring food and the arts and that kind of spiritual well-being into the mix. You get a truly rich experience with people who don't speak your language. And absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you do it through the arts, and I do it through sharing food and my personal experience with openness. And,
nice.
And it's just so cool. It's so cool to talk
so
to somebody.
So you're a chef. Are you a chef?
I am not a chef. I wouldn't call myself a chef. I teach fiber optics, actually.
You do?
Yes, I do, but I know food, and I listen, and I learn, and experience people's cultures.
That's right. It's that common hearth that really breaks it through. It's absolutely, absolutely right on time, brother.
It is, and people say, well, what do you want to eat? And I said, well, teach me. I'm in your world. You teach
whatever
me.
You're having, that's right, exactly.
Exactly.
So I'm going to tell you a funny story.
Go ahead.
I went to Kazakhstan several years ago, and I was performing for, American Culture Days and for the president of Kazakhstan. It was his birthday. He likes me to come for his birthday. I don't know what that's about, but anyway. So I'm there, and I go into this yurt, and there's this little old cute grandma, and she's stirring something over a fire in this big wooden pot. And I was like, oh my goodness, what's going on? And so she calls me over and she pours this hot globular liquid into a cup and pushes it towards me. And I'm like, oh, holy cow. Okay. And you don't say no to a grandma. I don't care where you are. So I get ready to chug it, and by now there's like a little crowd that surrounded me and the little grandma from Kazakhstan. And mind you, now every time I go to these places, I'm always with an interpreter and I'm always with like a TV crew. So it's going to be on the news, so I better keep my face straight because whatever she's given me, I better like. So I'm like, okay, well, here we go. Bottoms up, so I chug it. And it's viscous and sour, and it's like, yeah, grandma, thank you. And so then she's like, she starts laughing because she knows it's horrible. And she's like, she gives me this huge, giant cup full, and it's camel milk. And I've never had camel milk before. And I'm here to tell you, it's not what you expect. It's like, it tastes like the desert plus being through a camel. So you're like, okay, yeah, thank you. So she gives me this giant glass. And I'm like, holy mackerel, okay, so I've got to chug the big giant glass. And I was like, chug the big glass. And mind you, she's laughing hysterically because she knows I'm doomed. So I quaff the next big glass, and she hands me from another hot, steaming, globular liquid a glass of horse milk. And I'm like, wow, she's just got it in for me, man. But after I finished chugging all of this stuff, I could have said anything to them. I was walking on water. They were like, you actually got the stones, the cojones, to participate in something that even our own children won't drink. But you did it with a smile on your face. So what do you need, girlfriend? I was like, oh, my God. Yay, camel milk and horse milk. But it was my ticket to ride because, honestly, after that, I could have done anything at Kazakhstan, and they would have been like, it's a lady who drank a giant milk full of camel and horse. It was crazy. But you're right.
Yeah, I had a similar experience. My first trip to the UAE, I usually do my introduction, and I say, this is what time we take breaks, and we do this and this. This is the schedule. But I said, and I gave that speech, and I said, but I understand that prayer times are at such and such and such and such, where I need to adjust the break schedule to accommodate prayer time. And you know, I'm a white guy. I mean, there's no thinking I'm anywhere from America, you know, but American. And they look at me, 15 sets of eyes look at me like I have grown another head. Because they have no idea what to do with me asking about prayer time. And finally, one of the guys that was kind of the lay leader of the Muslims in the group said, no, we're allowed to object. He said, can we take lunch at this time so that I can do oblations and noon and then come have lunch? I said, absolutely, whatever you guys need. I'm in your world.
Wow.
From there on,
That's great.
Could ask any question and have any, and we had deep, open experiences together and shared thoughts and ideas because
Beautiful.
That one little show of respect.
Courtesy, that's
right.
And
I try to teach. Look, I'm in your world. Teach me, you know?
Yeah.
So,
that's right. I want to learn. I want to know what's important to you. It's that extension of self that I don't think people realize how important that is. That really opens the door to so many things. Yeah.
I've been asked if I want, you know, do you want to go to McDonald's for lunch when I'm overseas? And it's like, I can go to McDonald's at home.
Yeah, really.
I come over here to go
yeah,
to McDonald's.
Yeah, truly. Horrifying. Yeah, no, seriously.
But I came over here to be in your world. And
that's right.
To share, to experience what I am. And so when
that's right.
By now, I move around, you know, like I live there. You know, I go to a couple of times a year, and, you know, I
cool.
have my little routine. I go to the old souk. I have places I eat. I go eat, you know, Iranian food around the corner from the hotel. And that's just
wow.
my... And it's just a blast to experience another culture. And so I'm envious of your job and your life where you get to go to other places.
Thank you. Yeah. That's what everybody's like. They're like, can you take me? I'm like, you? That's a bit, you, yes. And that's a big ask. You don't know what you're asking for. But yes, come on, let's go. Because
right.
it's so important to do. It really is so important to do. I think so often about, you know, I sit here in Oakland Bay Area, California, and in DC, and so often, when I work with the youth, they're always like, I always ask them, where are you, where's the one place you want to go? If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you want to go? And most of them say someplace 10 minutes from where they live. Like they have no concept of leaving the United States. They're like, Hayward! I'm like, really, you want to go to Hayward today? What about? And it's just not in the realm of experience.
Yeah, so many people have never been further than 50 miles away from where they fell out of mom.
Seriously. It's astounding to me how many people who live in New Jersey won't go to New York because they heard it was dangerous. Like, what? What? Sorry, what did you say to me?
I don't go to New York because I hate driving there. I don't go to New York because I hate driving there. But
I just jump on the train. It's real easy.
Yeah, it's super easy and fast, but...
I
was just there yesterday.
In town, I get on the subway, go where I want to go, but...
I just take the train from here. I just was there
yesterday. I was over in Queens a few weeks ago, and the trains weren't going where I needed to go, and I was teaching a class, so I had a car, and what a nightmare. Surface roads in Queens, over near
driving
the river,
in New York is not fun. I've done it, but it's not fun.
I'll actually beg to differ. I love it.
You have to be really super awake. You have to be extra on point.
You have to be, you are like, it's like it's like a derby, you know. You're like, okay, are they going to hit me or them?
That's right. There's no lollygagging. That's right. You've got to be so awake and on point.
Yep, you do.
Yeah, I'm flying through the trenches on the Death Star. You know,
there you go. Yes. Da 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 da.
Totally.
Use the force.
Da 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 da. It's a great theme song. Oh my God! Whoever wrote that? Mwah, we love you.
Oh my! So, ladies, what do y'all have planned in the near future between now and Caldera Fest 2017?
So exciting!
We're excited about that, and anything I don't know about together, but separately, I'm sure we've got lots going on. I'm going to Canada next week.
Yay! Canada!
Yeah. Doing lipsology. I'm going to interpret people's kisses on paper for the Canadian.
Oh,
so
Canadian
fun.
Lips.
Canadian
I'm writing
lips.
A book on different lips from around the world.
Okay.
Who kisses more loosely or pertly?
Oh, the reddish lips upon the paper, and I will
absolutely
tell you what it says.
Absolutely, luscious
about
lips from around the world. Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Well, hey, I'm all for it. I want to travel reading people's lip prints. Learn interpreting kisses around the world.
That's
lips
right.
Lips around the world. There we go. That's a book.
There you
right
go. There you
yep.
go.
Oh, that's a photo
totally.
Book. You could do that with the lip print and a photo.
Yeah,
I can't
imagine.
Story. That's a great book.
It would be.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, there is a book out. It's called With
that.
Love From ... And it's a book of lipographs. David Bowie's in there, Audrey Hepburn, Don Cleese, Don Connery. So it's a really cool book that was done a bunch of years ago. And that's actually how Jillie got started with her whole lip print training escapade and how it all got started.
Cool.
I'm doing a lot of that, and the Renaissance Festival starts also in the weekend after this one. So Maryland Renaissance Festival. So that's what I'll be doing.
Oh, very cool. Yeah,
wow, nice. I will be.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
Bonnie.
What'd you say? Oh, yes, I will be doing quite a few keynote addresses at different herbology conferences, which is really kind of a fun thing.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's groovy. And then, so I'll be traveling to the East Coast and up and down the East Coast and then back to the West Coast. And then in the fall, I'm actually receiving an award from the Voss Foundation, V-O-S-S. You know, Voss Water. Do you know them?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I won an award called Women Helping Women, Emerging Leaders. And so it's talking about all the work that I've done in sub-Saharan Africa, working with women and children, and the clean water projects that are happening around the world. So
awesome.
That's very exciting to be honored in that way. Yeah.
Very cool. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. Thanks. Thanks so much. And I'm also going to get to see Hamilton, honey, because, baby, I've been trying to see that show, and there are so many people. That it's so hard to get tickets now. Tickets are like $5,000. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding.
I know. It's bananas. So luckily, because of this award, some friends of mine were like, oh yeah, we can get you some free tickets. I was like, I'll take them. Thank you so very much. But it's really hard to get in this bloody show. That's right. I'm sorry. Award schmord. I don't care. But give me some tickets to Hamilton, baby.
So, ladies, we are actually past the top of the hour. We are mercifully on schedule the show for longer in case we, you know, in case the show we do get on the road. But it is time to start wrapping up. So. I will look forward to the next time we get together and chat. This has been a joy, and I thank you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
I have not laughed so hard in a while, so I enjoyed this. Annie, how does someone get in touch with you if they would like to learn more about you? Do you have a website? TED Talk or anything you want to share? The email, the YouTube address,
sure.
Or anything like that?
Yes. Yes, thank you. My TED Talk is called Dare to be Dauntless. So if you go into Google and type in Dare to be Dauntless, you'll pull my story up. Or you could reach me at amikayla@gmail.com, amikayla@gmail.com. And you can also see my website at amikayla.org or ICASI, which is the name of my organization, the International Cultural Arts and Healing Sciences Institute, ICAHSI.org.
Okay, say that one more time. ICAHSI.org. Okay, I'm writing that one down for myself.
Yay!
So
when
again,
I go to that page, just so you know, it says something about Webmaster Please contact HostGator.com.
Oh, how exciting. Good. Okay, so then try amikayla.com, and then I will check out with my webmaster what's going on.
Yes.
But either way, you can reach me at my name, at Gmail, at something.
Yes,
she will. Somehow, some way.
And there's also oceangaia.com, too, which just has some stuff from our website. And you can also get the Ocean Gaia CD on CD Baby. You can do it as a download. Or so if you look up Ocean, O-S-H-U-N, Gaia, G-A-I-A, you'll find our album on CD Baby. You can get the physical copy, or you can get downloads of any of the individual songs of the whole album. And it's the best site for anybody who wants to do music out there, because it pays the most to the musicians than any other commercial enterprise, and it distributes all over the world for download, and so it's really, really ideal. So any musicians out there, definitely check out cdbaby.com.
Yeah, it's cdbaby.
Okay. All right, and Ariana, anything that you wanted to say about how to get in touch with you?
That one at website. Of course, I'm Ariana Kiva, with the name of my band, kiva.com is the email. And you can go to kivasong.com and see. We also have links to the albums as well on there, and all the Kiva, as well as Ocean Gaia, is listed on there. And
very cool.
You can go to lip messages, too, and see what I do with reading lip prints. You know, what messages do your lip prints have for you? So you can do lipmessages.com is another way to get a hold of some information about me.
All right. So that's just for the lip print thing. It's just another form of physiognomy, like reading the bumps on the scalp or the palmistry or stuff like that. You're just doing the lip.
Similar. It's more like handwriting analysis, actually, because it's more about now rather than any kind of future stuff. So maybe reading bumps might be that way. That might have more to do with past stuff. But past stuff does show up a little bit in the print, like if there's been injuries, it shows up in the way the print shows up. But it's really interesting stuff. There's 25 categories of lip prints and over 100 subcategories, so there's a huge amount of data in a print. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
All right, we'll
have to do a show on that, too.
We will. We'll have you back for a show, and Ami, we'll have you back for another show as well.
Yay!
So, ladies, if you'll stick around for just a minute, I have to tell people how to get in touch with me and Robin.
Absolutely.
You can reach us, Robin and myself. We check the same email address. It is littlestonebridge@gmail.com. And that's where you can email us about coming up, speaking at an event, any of the classes we teach, couples workshops, or we do a lot of stuff on The elementals will be teaching a class on elementals and a couple of workshops on couples communication and putting the fun back in relationships. We'll be teaching that at the Florida Pagan Gathering, Samhain event coming up the coming up the 4th, 5th, and 6th of November. I'm glad for a moment. We've been graduated up to headliners for that event, so we're kind of excited. We're going to be hitting a couple of Pagan Pride events between now and then. We do have some open dates, so if someone's interested, get in touch with us, littlestonebridge@gmail.com. Check out our Facebook page, Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings. If you want to find Robin specifically on Facebook, Robin A. McKean. And my public figure page is Rev Terry Power HP. And I think a week from tonight, we're going to be talking with David Benash, the organizer of Caldera Fest.
Awesome.
So you want to tune in and hear us talk with David. Next week on the station, Monday night, Voice of Olympus, Hercules and Athena will be talking about putting your intuition to work. And then on Tuesday night, the 23rd, Robin and I will be continuing our discussion on ritual elements, and we'll be talking about choosing the right deity for your particular ritual. And then the 30th of Tuesday night, the 30th, we'll be doing our Dark Moon ritual. So you'll want to tune in and take a look within, because honesty starts with, the first rule is honesty, and that honesty starts within first until we can be honest without. So we're going to be looking at that on the 30th with the Dark Moon. And then on the 1st of September, we will be probably doing an Ask a Witch. We have kept that week open, and the first Thursday of every month is going to be an open topic for Robin and I to play. So, with all of that said, I want to thank our guests, Ariana and Amikayla. Thank you so much for being here tonight. Again, I have not had this much fun in a while. So,
and can I just say thank you so much for having this great radio station? What a beautiful thing, truly, to have a whole station dedicated to freedom of spirituality is incredible. And there's so many people that want that and need that. And so thank you for doing the great work that you're doing.
Well, thank you. I mean, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. And that's what I have preached for years, and now I have an opportunity to express it and let people of all faiths come in and talk, as long as they can understand that we all have our differences, but we all want to want the same thing. So
that's right.
Thank you.
And inspire other people to be strong and brave and believe what they believe and say it out loud and proud. That's beautiful that what you're doing. You're standing for so many things. So thank you.
Thank you. So, thank you, ladies, for being with us. Thanks, all of our listeners. Thanks to all of you people that listen, week in and week out, that download the episodes. And, you're why we do this, because, the three of us could have gotten together on a conference call and sat around and laughed and played and done this on our own. But we wanted to share it with you. We wanted to share it with the listeners and to bring them in and bring the listeners. And you ladies, now more people know you. Your message is, but they know you a little bit more from this evening. And that's a cool thing.
It is.
Very cool.
So thanks to all of our listeners for giving us a reason to do this. And I believe with that, it is time to simply wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Good night, Ashe.
for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.